USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An engine failure aboard a Boeing 777 aircraft taking off from Denver International Airport Saturday sent large chunks of debris raining down on neighborhoods in the northwest part of the city. A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Broomfield, Colorado Police Public Information Officer Rachel Welt tells Fox News that no injuries have been reported on the ground, which is surprising given where the debris fell.
I'm honestly shocked looking at this debris field and how busy Commons Park is. This is a very popular spot in Broomfield. We have the dog park. We have the turf field. There's playgrounds. This park, on a day like today when it's not as cold as it was last weekend, we could have hundreds of people here. And the fact that we are still not getting reports of any injuries is absolutely shocking at this point. It's amazing.
The plane was able to land safely. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The United States has begun admitting some asylum seekers after the Biden administration ended a Trump-era policy that kept migrants seeking asylum outside of the country until their case could be heard. Douglas Nichols is the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, and he tells Fox News that local officials from cities on the border were not notified of that change of policy and should have been included in the process.
There needs to be some common sense to this. If you're going to change the dynamic of a community, you really need to have that community engaged. For instance, a community of our size, we're roughly 200,000 people. We don't have a network of NGOs that are, or nonprofits set up that could really address this situation. So that is common for most small communities along the border. So there should be a prohibition of releasing in smaller communities. The releases should be happening in communities that have some sort of nonprofit set up to address those humanitarian concerns that are owned by the migrants.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Mars rover Perseverance has been sending images of the surface of the red planet back to Earth since landing earlier this week. Ingenuity, the helicopter companion to the rover, checked in with Mission Control on Saturday and will soon attempt to become the first helicopter to fly on another planet. Buzz Aldrin believes the mission is a step towards sending a man to Mars. The second man to walk on the moon tells Fox News that depending on how the Artemis mission to the moon goes, men walking on Mars could be close behind.
About 10, 20 years ago, my estimate was around 2033, wow. And that was earlier than most other people were figuring. We've got to do a good number of things in Artemis, our manned program to the moon. I don't think we can do both of them at real high intensity. So it's going to take first one at the moon, and then the public is going to be ready to see the next, which will be a sophisticated improvement of these unmanned missions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.